Yeah, we are celebrating the Sydney 2000 Olympics this week on the show. And last night, I'm just going through Instagram, TiffHall_XO, mm-hmm. Ed, your brilliant wife's mm-hmm. Instagram page. I see a photo of a young woman holding a gold medal, and there's a handsome man beside her. Australian tracksuits on everyone. And here's the post from Tiff, your wife. Today is the 20th anniversary of the opening ceremony of the Sydney Olympic Games. For me, it's the anniversary of such a pivotal time in my life. I was 16 when I watched my dad coach Lauren Burns yeah. to win the first gold medal in the history of our sport, Taekwondo. Yes. Seeing Lauren win in Sydney was the ultimate girl power moment. I'll never forget your axe kick at Lauren Burns gold. I had no idea that your father-in-law was Lauren Burns' coach in that amazing victory for this country.
Exactly right. I mean, of course, they've got their Taekwondo schools in Victoria, gohalls.com.au, Halls Taekwondo, but he coached Lauren Burns to a gold medal in Taekwondo.
Martin Hall, welcome to the Husey and Ed Show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're great, but that is an amazing achievement. Martin, is it fresh in your memory?
Yeah, like it happened yesterday. And it's interesting because it wasn't just me coaching. It was two other coaches, and it was a team effort. So Lauren's the main star. What a wonderful girl she is, and what a powerhouse of strength.
Oh, absolutely. Can we hear the moment? Is it some commentary of the moment? Here we go.
Lauren Burns is on her way to a gold medal for Australia in the sport of Taekwondo, and she's done it. Lauren Burns from Melbourne, the 26-year-old, has won a gold medal for Australia, the first ever in Taekwondo.
And still the only gold medal in Taekwondo for this nation, Martin.
Yes. 20 years of it.
20 years of, but Mark, when you first started doing Taekwondo in Australia, it wasn't popular, was it?
In 1969, no, it was nobody knew what Taekwondo was. They all thought it was just dance at that stage. Yeah, so we progressed a long way, It's interesting as you go through, I fought in 1975, my first world championship. 25 years later, we go to the Olympics, and what an eye opener, the modern world. As usual, it was a pivoting point for our whole club, because what it did, you realise that the ancient wisdoms and discipline and self-control, all relevant, hard to relate to the modern world. It was a real pivot point for our whole club, our whole system, to change at that point and to think, how can we give this to the rest of the world?
Whoa. Spine tingling.
Isn't that good stuff?
Can we introduce the woman herself?
Of course we can.
Lauren Burns, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure.
Can you believe it's 20 years?
No. I mean, sometimes, with the kids running around and, it's a very different lifestyle. I'm certainly not training 7 hours a day. sometimes it feels like it was, just completely different world. And then other times, like lately, reliving all these moments, it feels very close. And the relationships that were built, with Martin and my teammates, and, we still keep in contact, and those friendships and relationships last a lifetime. So that certainly feels very close.
But this was a bit of a shock result, wasn't it, Lauren and Martin? Going into this, no one had you guys in Australia down as favourites to win a gold medal in Taekwondo.
Well, it wasn't a shock to us.
Yeah, right.
That's what we were going for.
It definitely wasn't a shock to me, because when I said to Lauren, we're doing a one-on-one session,
yep.
And I said to Lauren, what's the outcome? What are we going to do at the Olympics? What do you want from the Olympics? And she said to me, I'm going to win a gold medal. And she said it so quietly, so sincerely, I couldn't believe it. And inside me, I was jumping up and down. I'm going, I'm going to believe her. I'm going to believe myself. I'm going to win a gold medal.
Yeah.
So I was 100%. I was 100% there saying, she's going to win. But when you go to competition, you realize you've got to have the willpower. You've got to have a little bit of luck too, because you've got to get her onto the mat and be there in the right frame of mind on the day. And she was. What a great day.
Right. And not having any, all the injuries and all that. We had a very experienced team. So, we trained for years and years and years leading up to that point. And, we'd studied our opponents, and that was just such a huge part of the preparation was that study and the strategy and the planning. And but then when you walk out on the mat, you have to just be in the moment. You have to let all that stuff go and just trust that you're going to make the right decision in it.
Was there a mantra, Lauren, from Martin? What were the words ringing in your head that he would say to you? Can you think of anything he used to say?
Well, really, probably it was at training when he would, you know, he would sort of bring me back to, you know, because you can get in a pattern of training and it sort of becomes a bit habitual and you just, you know, you're running through the motions. And he would really make me accountable to say, you know, are you acting like a gold medalist? So it was, even though I wasn't at that point, but it was like, who do I want to be
as an
Olympic gold medalist?
Oh, well,
so,
you
know, it would lift me up and make me go, yeah, well, how am I training right now? And so every, you know, every training session had to count.
Oh, God, that is spine-tingling stuff.
Taekwondo. Halls Taekwondo, that's what you Google. GoHalls.com.au. Yeah, he's a champion. He's a legend. Lauren's a legend. What a great story.
Yeah, well done,
thanks,
team.
Thanks, guys.
I'm no chance for a gold medal in anything, am I?
No, mate, you've got Tiff. That's the gold medal
for
Martin.
Yeah, it's my medal.
Martin,
thank
that's
you.
His medal, isn't it, Tiff, Martin? He's gone. All right,
yeah, fair enough.